Hello, you're listening to Smart Animal Talk on All Buzz Pet Talk Radio. And I'm Deb Wolf, as always, your host from Camp Good Dog, Woof, Woof, Woof. And we today are talking with something very unusual. Well, first of all, we have two people on at once, Michelle and Dennis. Welcome to the program.
Hi, thank you.
Thank you.
See, I told you there were two of them. I didn't lie about that. And nice of you to have different voices. Makes it very easy for my listeners. So we've got Michelle and we've got Dennis. And they're coming to us from White Light Lady. White Light Lady. White Light Lady. Okay, it sounds spiritual. It sounds like maybe it's about heaven. What is White Light Lady? Whoever wants to answer that one, Michelle or Dennis?
Well, actually, that's our Skype. So, our website, afterlifedata.com, is a website that has a plethora of information related to the afterlife. And our newest program, Voices Across the Veil, is a program that helps people connect to those that have passed, so that they too can get an understanding of the afterlife and that there really is no fear in this concept of death.
So you're not afraid of death, Michelle?
No.
You're not? Okay. Have you been close to it? Have you seen anybody or any animals die, like in your arms, in your presence?
Yes, several, actually.
Okay, what about you, Dennis? Are you afraid of death?
Oh, not at all. There is no death. What's there to be afraid of?
See, I'm so afraid of death. That's probably why they didn't send me your proper website. They knew I'd somehow get out of the show. I'm exactly who you need to talk to. I just don't even want to think about it. I so don't want to think about it. Oh, no. Okay, I have to think about it. It just seems like cold and empty, and you're telling me it's not?
Well, you know, the reason we put afterlifedata.com together is to show that there's an overwhelming amount of evidence for the afterlife. What we did was we took historical writings of spirit communications and between life regression sessions and compiled that information. And these historical writings go back like 150 years. So they go from 150 years ago right up to the present. And we had six main categories or sections, and within those we had 265 topic areas, and we took this information and we divided it up into these different topic areas and then compared whether there was agreement or not. And for example, the six sections that are in afterlifedata.com are death experience for adults, death experience for children, transformation from human to spirit, the afterlife, reincarnation, and life on earth. And we found that there was an immense amount of agreement and consistency across 150 years of information. Almost 95% agreed on what happens after you die and whether there's an afterlife and so forth.
Okay, that's strange to me because I would have thought the religions of the area and the time, beliefs of the time, would influence far more than that. I would have thought there'd be all kinds of variations, and you would be able to say, okay, well, these must be Christians because clearly they've been influenced by, you know, the first reincarnation story they were taught as little kids, Jesus's story, right? Or you would see someone else's culture and say, okay, that's very Buddhist. That must be. But you're saying, no, it's worldwide. No matter what religion you are, you have the same afterlife experience?
Well, yeah, I mean, the information came from mediumistic and channeling sessions where contact was made with people that had already died. And so basically we were getting...
You mean like seance, like where the chandelier shakes and the candles go out and someone says something in a language they don't know or knows something no one should know at the table? Is that what you're talking about? Like, you know, they know this big family secret that grandpa died with? That kind of thing?
Well, that is one example. I mean, if you take a look at the skull experiments that were done over in the UK back in the, I believe it was the 90s. Is that right, Dennis? Yes. You know, they spent a number of years trying to communicate with those that have passed, and they had a tremendous, tremendous response. It took a while, but if you go to their website, just Google the Skoll experiment.
It's the Skoll group.
Yeah, S-C-O-L-E. And you can read about all of their stuff. They have a book out. And that is just one example of, yes, you know, things moving around, shaking, things appearing. Literally, you know, newspapers from the early 1900s appearing on a table in front of them.
Yeah, and, 1941, actually.
1941.
And they actually had film that was never opened, undeveloped film in boxes that the spirits were able to imprint images onto that film. And after it was developed, they were able to see that something did happen, and they were able to see pictures. Actually, some of the pictures pertain to World War II and showed you know, pictures of scenes that occurred in World War II. And this is on unopened film.
Okay, so this isn't making me feel better. This is making me just feel like eerie and strange and a little bit creeped out. I was hoping you were going to talk about, you know, riding horses and reunification with all the dogs I've loved at some rainbow bridge up there. But this is going in a totally different direction, Michelle. Dennis, where are you taking me here? This is like Stephen King's version. Please don't do this.
Oh, no, 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 no. This is totally not Stephen King.
Oh, please. You're scaring me. I'm not going to be able to sleep tonight. Come on. I want to go to this field where all the dogs I've ever known are just like the Rainbow Bridge poem. You know, they're all rejuvenated and they're in their most well form, all healed from their old age and injuries, frolicking, waiting for me. You know, that's what I want.
But if that's what you believe and that's what you want, that's what you will experience.
And they
okay,
will
so it's
be.
All, it's like an existential thing. It's all what I think it is. It's all what I want it to be. It's all about me. That's kind of selfish, isn't it?
No, not at all. You are an expression of all there is, of God, of our Creator. And our Creator is experiencing everything that you are experiencing. So, you know, why not have your own thing, you know, your own focus, your own way of thinking of things?
You know, Deb, you might be a prime candidate for voicesacrosstheveil.com because that's a new program that we launched that provides online group sessions with world-class mediums. And you might be able to get some personal...
Okay, we're going to talk about that coming up because I know there's people out there wishing they could get a reading or contact a pet who's died. So we're going to talk more about that. We have to go to break, Dennis and Michelle. We'll be back talking more about afterlifedata.com. So stay tuned on Smart Animal Talk, All Paws Pet Talk Radio.
And anytime you're near,
for your dogs, running beside your bike is more rewarding canine exercise than any walk. It's also more dangerous. Until now. Introducing the amazingly stable Bike Toe Leash, the only safe dog biking attachment approved by the American Pet Association. The Bike Toe Leash installs in seconds on bikes, trikes, power chairs, and mobility scooters. No tools needed, and dogs learn it immediately. With a Bike Toe Leash, both dogs and rider can enjoy fun recreation anywhere, no matter what your ability level. To learn more and order your Bike Toe Leash, visit BikeToeLeash.com. That's BikeToeLeash.com. Bike toe leashes are made in the USA and ship worldwide. That website again is BikeToeLeash.com.
Treat your furry best friend with a clear conscience. Clear Conscience Pet, that is. Everything made by this family-owned company is artisan crafted in the USA. From family-farmed ingredient sources, holistically formulated for your pet's best health. And just plain delicious. Their treats, chews, and the amazing super gravy food topper for dogs and cats are simply the best you can buy, and the company has won 5 national nutrition awards to prove it. Now, Clear Conscience Pet is launching the Sliders brand, A true breakthrough in meaty treats featuring the purest tender meat treat ever made. No grain, no gluten, no glycerin or other chemicals found in typical moist treats. Sliders are pub fun snacks made from lean meats nutritionally optimized with omega-rich organic flax and veggies. Enter the offer code RADIO at checkout and save 20% at clearconsciencepet.com. Your pets will love you for it.
Back with Smart Animal Talk, All Paws Pet Talk Radio, and Deborah Wolf. If you want more old shows, including the one I did on a related topic with the author Dusty Rainbolt, she wrote the book Ghost Cats. If you want to hear my ghost stories, my reluctant kicking and screaming, please don't talk to me, pets that I've loved before. Yeah, they do come back to you sometimes. In fact, one dog came back to my son and visited. And I had a couple of animals that I took care of visit me. So if you want to hear all about that, go to the show I did, Ghost Cats, with the author of Ghost Cats, Dusty Rainbolt, on DeborahWolfOnline.com. That's where you can find that. But right now we're talking with Michelle and Dennis. And Dennis was about to tell us how we all, wherever you are, can get hooked into this. So if there's some pet you're really attached to, and for me, it's my blue heeler who died in 2009, or maybe my dog Mike, or any of the dogs I've had, actually, personally. How would I do that if I was brave enough, Dennis?
We just launched a program called VoicesAcrossTheVeil.com, and we have world-class mediums that will provide online group sessions for people to talk with their loved ones, including their pets. And it's available now. We just launched it about a month ago. But it will allow people to get a personal confirmation of the reality of life after death, just by virtue of the fact that you'll get evidential readings. You'll get information from loved ones or even from animals that will convince you that they couldn't have known this ahead of time. And, you know, the mediums are do not know who comes online until the session starts. So, and they see the pictures. It's actually a video conferencing technology that we're using.
You send them pictures of the person or the animal you want to read? Is that how that goes?
No, not at all.
No? What's picture? What do you mean picture?
No, we're using video conferencing as the online session so that people are actually will interact with the medium online using video conferencing. You'll be able to
see the medium. Oh, I see. Okay, so you see the medium and the medium sees you.
Right.
Okay. All right. So you seem to like lump them together. Is there no difference between, maybe I'll ask Michelle this, is there no difference between trying to contact an animal spirit or a human spirit?
No. They're all in spirit, and if you reach out or a medium reaches out, if that particular spirit is so inclined, they will communicate back. So if you were very close to an animal and they have passed and you really feel that you need to communicate with them, to connect with them in some way, and you are not able to do it yourself, then you can certainly go to a medium. And I would highly recommend an experienced medium. You know, you don't want the, $5 palm reader down the street, right? But you definitely want to go to somebody who's experienced, and they should be able to connect with your animal, provided that animal is willing
available
to do that,
right,
and available.
Well, okay, so I have a couple questions there. You said if you can't do it yourself, what do you mean if you can't do it yourself? What's a person to do if they want to try to do it themselves? Is that something they can find on your website?
There is a, being a medium and having and developing your psychic abilities is something that everybody can do. If you have certain blockages in your life and things like that, then it becomes much more difficult. But it is a skill that can be learned. It needs to be practiced, and you need to have a very special level of commitment to do it. So can everybody do it? Yeah, most people can. Most people don't. It might be for any number of reasons, fear, anxiety, you know, too many other things to do in their life, you know, not really interested, whatever it is. But that's okay. That's why we have professional mediums that can help those of us that do not do that to connect with those that have passed.
In my situation, it's like it's a one-way channel. Animals reach me sometimes, but I can't. It's random when it happens. I'm usually asleep. And like in one case, I dreamt. I had this dream, and in the middle of the dream, my dream was interrupted by this head, this floating head of a dog I knew, customer dog. And so I hadn't heard from them for a little while, 6 months, 8 months. So the next day I called them, and they told me he had just passed. He had just died, like within a couple of days of when I saw him in my dream. But in the dream, he was telling me, don't go near the bridge. Like just not in words, but just barking his head off. He was a barky, rough collie, a dog who barked all the time. And he'd been blind when I met him. These people had hired me to train him so they could walk him off leash again. He'd all of a sudden become blind at about 4 years of age and lost all his off-leash privileges. So I went and trained him, and he got all his off-leash walking back. He was very happy, and he really was attached to me because of this. So sure. He used to come to my kennel and things like this. Anyway, in the middle of the night, he was telling me, stay away from the bridge, stay away from the bridge. So the next morning when I called them, I wasn't really thinking much of it until they said, well, I'm sorry to tell you, we were going to call you, but he just died. And I thought, oh, I guess I better go look at the bridge. So I went to the very back of my property, and the bridge was smashed in half. The river had come over it and crushed it, which happens every 10 years or so, you know. But he was trying to warn me, like, don't go there, don't go there. Why would he do that? How would this even work?
He loves you. You took care of him. He has a connection with you. That animal loves you, and that's what it's all about. It's all about love.
So if he's going to be reincarnated as another dog or another animal, and I try and reach him, how would I even reach him? Isn't he something else now?
No, the individuality of any person or animal is never lost. So that animal can always be contacted and communicated with. The individuality of every person, every personality, does not go into any great soup in the sky, does not get extinguished. It actually will then go on to further experiences in order to evolve.
When I'm working with animals on this planet, in this life, alive animals, if I have to catch a dog who's spooked, or deal with an animal I've never met before, go into a house where the people are calling me, begging me to take their pet, and they've left the keys under the door, and this is a dog I don't know. He doesn't want me in there, but I have to get him. Okay, so sometimes I have to communicate with pets on a level that's beyond words, and I send pictures. I picture what I want. I picture the dog being nice and me petting it and feeding it and loving it. And I picture going for a ride in my car, all these type of things. That's the only way I can communicate with them that seems to work. Pictures, lots and lots of pictures. Is that how it works with spirits, or is it more words? Is it more feelings?
It can. It, you know, pictures, animals get pictures. You know, people get pictures. And there's, you know, a picture's worth 1,000 words, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, what you're doing with sending pictures is perfect for the animal because they don't have to try and understand language. They don't have to try and understand anything else but this image. And if it's a wonderful, loving, calm environment that they're picturing, they're going to feel good about that. So what you're doing, you should continue to keep doing. And when they communicate with you, you know, it's going to depend a lot on the receiver of the communication. Sometimes when I get communications, I will see things in pictures. Other times I will hear them. I won't very often smell things.
Michelle, I have to interrupt you for a commercial break, but I want to come back to this because people probably don't realize that there's more ways to get a message from an animal. That animals, see, I can't control what I send. And it's all about the animals. The animals to me seem like experts at this. They put thoughts in my head. They put images in my head. They take images out of my head. So possibly you're receiving images you don't identify. And Michelle, after the break, I hope you'll help us figure it out. Stay tuned to Smart Animal Talk on All Paws Pet Talk Radio.
I'm your doggy,
I'm your doggy,
and I love you,
and I love you,
and you know that,
you know
I really do,
I really do.
As a dog owner, you know that dogs can eat just about anything. But when food becomes a health troublemaker, or your animal has been on antibiotics or heavy meds, or GI issues set in, your animal's gut may be out of balance and needs Goo Gut Rescue. Goo Gut Rescue is 100% natural and veterinarian prebiotic and probiotic formulated to rescue your animal's gut from bad bug dominance. Remember, your dog's total health begins with gut health. Don't delay. Visit GooGutRescue.com.
I'm hungry, lick the plate. I'm hungry, tastes great. I love food. I'm hungry, can't wait. I'm hungry, lick the plate. I'm hungry, tastes great. I love food.
Is your dog a finicky eater due to health problems, old age, or just fussiness? Super Gravy by Clear Conscience Pet will boost your pet's appetite and nutrition for less than 40 cents a day. If you are adding expensive canned food to kibble to get your pet to eat, Super Gravy is the earth-friendly alternative with no can waste and for less than half the cost. Visit supergravy.com for more info and bring pure joy back to your companion's mealtime. Now through Labor Day, save 20% on Super Gravy and all Clear Conscience pet treats at Pet Food Warehouse in South Burlington and Shelburne.
I'm hungry, lick the plate. I'm hungry, tastes great. I love food. I'm hungry, can't wait. I'm hungry, lick the plate. I'm hungry, tastes great. I love food.
And anytime you're near,
hello, you're back on Smart Animal Talk, All Paws Pet Talk Radio. I am jumping a little bit here because I really want to learn this. The only reason I picked pictures, Michelle, I'm not a visual person. It's just what was working. You know, sometimes I'd have this stubborn little schnauzer. There's this one licorice, and there's a free YouTube video if anybody wants to see this. It's Deborah Wolf, and you go dog training, and then just look up the one on sit. This little dog, oh my gosh, he just wouldn't sit. It's taking forever. The most stubborn dog I think I've ever met. It was just, you know, in live video, and I so didn't want to edit it. I wanted to show people, okay, this is what you do when the dog really, really, really won't sit. But in the end, I started picturing him sitting, and that's when he sat. And it was like a light bulb moment that, you know, I don't just have to sort of tell them. If I picture what I want, they'll just do it. And the same with cats. You just picture them jumping off the counter. Before you even push them or discourage them, they're gone because you pictured it. So, okay, so, but there's got to be other ways, right? I mean, maybe you don't want to work in pictures, or maybe there's another way. How do people know if their animals or spirits of their animals, souls of their animals, are trying to reach them in some way? What ways might that manifest?
Well, are we talking about animals that have passed or animals that are with us, or both?
I guess either and both.
Okay. You know, in terms of animals that have passed, you know, one of the biggest things that, you know, when an animal passes, we feel really sad because usually we're very connected to them. And there's a lot of grief surrounding that. So one of the biggest things that you need to do as a human for that animal in order to connect with them is to try to not grieve quite so deeply. And I know that's a really hard thing to do. And a lot of listeners might be saying, oh, yeah, right, sure. But, you know, try to remember the things that were really wonderful. Try to remember the things that you did with that animal that brought you both so much joy. And remember those things rather than constantly focusing on the loss of that animal, because that loss will block you from communicating with the animal.
Oh, that makes so much sense. Like when you're so upset that the dog won't come, that you're sitting there thinking about that, he's not going to come. You have to think about what happy reunion you're going to have when he comes. And the
Right.
same with looking for a spirit. You got to invite it to have a little visit, sort of a thing.
I mean, if you
So
keep.
how come with me, they choose who they are and when they come, and I don't seem to be able, like I was really dying to talk to my dog Squeak after she passed suddenly. I still get choked up even telling you now. And she came to my son. I got other people's dogs, customers' dogs trying to reach me. I can't seem to get a connection with her.
Answering that right off the bat would be really difficult, but clearly there's something that is blocking you from communicating with, was it a her?
Sometimes actually mediums have difficulty communicating with their own family members that have passed on because of the strength of their grief that they are in the process that they went through. And sometimes they will more likely block somebody that was closest to them than they will block for somebody who is coming to a session for them. So you may be
Oh, that
just,
makes sense.
it, and they will come in many different ways. Dreams is a common one, but they may show you various things like, their toys or things will pop up that are particular to them. And those are not accidental. Those you can take as signs. And once you start seeing those, you're starting to open yourself up more and more, and it will allow them to be able to show you more. And part of that's believing it.
And that goes for animals and humans, in communicating with them. We have an amazing story, and you can actually read this on our blog. But Dennis's uncle passed a number of years ago, and there was an issue about a cane. And I'm going to let him tell it because I love the way he tells this. And this is just so typical of him, the way this happened. So go ahead.
Well, his son-in-law actually required a cane to walk around, and a year before my uncle died, had asked if he could borrow an extra cane that they had. And they looked all over the house, and they couldn't find the cane. Well, then my uncle finally passed, and my cousin was walking down the hallway, and the cane dropped right in front of them in the hallway. Where it came from? Who knows? But it's
That
those.
is strange. See, I have these weird connections with things that aren't dead. Like, and they're so odd. Like the other day, I was taking just a normal load of, farm type stuff to the dump. And just before I started to empty my big giant Camp Good Dog van, I noticed this pristine, beautiful cat scratch, a 6 footer, 5.5 footer, all nice and everything, just on the top, hadn't been pushed into the pile yet. And I said, "Can I have that?" And the man said, No, we're not allowed to do that. We set it aside because it was in good condition, but we're not allowed to do that." And then this other man came out of nowhere and said, "Why, you got a cat?" And I said, "Well, I do foster work with cats. I have several cats, and we could really use that." And he said, "Oh, I have a cat. My cat's too old to use that. I used to have a cat," he said, "but I had to give it away to my son because it was trying to kill my wife's birds. My wife has these fancy birds." And then he looked at my logos and he said, "Just a minute. You live right next door to my son." And I looked at him and I said, "Is your cat a Siamese with no tail and a black mask?" And he goes, "That's Pedro." And I said, "That's Talmain. That's one of my new cats that just showed up." And it was like unbelievable. Like, what is that? What is that, Dennis?
That's synchronicity. That's where the energies of people cross, and because there's a relationship between what's going on, it actually, well, it makes sense to everyone, and it actually happens and manifests. And then you know that there's something more to this world than just what you see physically, because that's no accident.
Well, now we've been trying to tame this cat, and now we have a name for it, and it's going a little better, you know? But and I made him kind of rub his hands all over the thing before I brought it home. But it's interesting, and I do find sometimes the stories of how people got their animals, especially cats, how cats find their owners, can be really indirect. And if not for this, that, and the other, it would never have happened, right? Like, it's just a miracle that they even met. Those things happen all the time with cats. It seems like sometimes cats choose their owners.
I think all the animals do.
Yeah.
You do?
Yeah.
I guess so, in a way. I guess so. So are there, is this naive of me? I mean, I know it's my vision and everything, but would there be dogs and cats waiting around for people when they die?
Oh, sure. Sure. Especially if you had a real close relationship. I've had numerous dreams of dogs that have passed in my life, and I expect that they'll be there when it's my turn. But yes, of course. You know, in the afterlife, just to clarify this a little bit, the area is different from where the humans reside from where the animals do. And there are what's called animal trackers in the afterlife that will find the animal that you were with, whether you're in still incarnated here or whether you're now in the afterlife, but they will be able to go to that area and find that soul spark that was that individual animal. And you will be able to fraternize with all the animals that you've ever been with, if you wish to, in the afterlife. And even
wow.
Now. You seem very sensitive. You seem to have already a communication link with the animals that you work with, and even with those that have passed on. And I would suggest you develop that even more. I think it could be more than a one-way communication for you. It could be two-way.
Well, we're going to go to break, Dennis, but I would like to talk about that a little more when we come back. I'm reluctant, you know, because sometimes it's... Yeah, most of the time when I'm doing this, it's about healing. It's about a mystery. The animal's sick and we don't know why, and I'm trying to ask it. But we'll talk about that when we come back on Smart Animal Talk, All Paws Pet Talk Radio. And we're here with Dennis and Michelle, and we're talking about voicesacrosstheveil.com and afterlifedata.com. Stay tuned. We'll be back.
When it comes to health expenses, dog owners have it rough. Now, thanks to veterinarian and dermatologist Dr. Kristen Holm, your dog can be goo healthy. There's Doggy Goo to fight environmental pet allergies, Goo Gut Rescue for rescuing your dog's gut health, and Goo Silver, a broad-spectrum supplement for the special needs of your senior varsity dog. So visit HealthyGoo.com today or call 855-246-2426, and your dog can be healthy goo healthy. Hello, you're back on Smart Animal Talk on All Paws Pet Talk Radio. And we're talking about afterlifedata.com and voicesacrosstheveil.com, where you can have mediums help in reaching animals or people you've lost. Afterlifedata.com is a compilation and a study of reaching spirits and souls beyond that have passed. And we're talking with Dennis and Michelle. So, Dennis, I'm sorry to interrupt you. I do that every 10 minutes for a commercial break. It's just, there's no way around it. So we're back. And if people think maybe they have a connection to this, you know, when I'm doing it, it's often because an animal isn't happy, isn't comfortable. There's something unsolved. I'm trying to find out what it is. Recently, I told people on air, my kids and I were going back from school, and there was this elderly dog crisscrossing the road. So I stopped, and I told my kids to stay in the car. Of course, they didn't listen. And then, like, I had this dog, and I called the SPCA, and I read them his tag number because he had no other information. And she said, you know, just stay on hold, and I'll tell you where he lives. So while she did this, I said to the kids, I know he doesn't look like a bear, but he's telling me his name is Bear. Let's call him Bear.
So then the lady gets back on the line and says, the dog you have there is called Bear. And my kids are just laughing. They're like, how did you know that? I don't know. He knows his name. That's all I can tell you guys. He knows his name. But so sometimes you have to find out, or sometimes you accidentally tap into something. I probably looked at him and thought to myself, what is your name? And he probably looked at me and said, my name is Bear. But it's not so simple all the time. So what can people do if they want to kind of polish this skill? Because for me, it's just luck when it happens. There's no, polishing.
Deb, it's not luck at all. You can work at this using intention and whatever you're comfortable with, whether it be, thoughts in your native language, or whether using pictures or sending out feelings. It's a matter of really practicing this skill. This is a skill that humans used to have, and because of certain belief systems that have developed over time, have forgotten how to do it.
That's an interesting thing you just said. Like when you think of all throughout history, the snake charmer or the herdsman, people depended on animals a lot more. Even just most people owned a horse they needed to get them places. Like it was a different kind of connection, wasn't it?
Sure.
Absolutely.
Shamans. And look at all the animal communicators that, are all over the world that can, talk to any type of animal, not just, being a horse whisperer or talking to dogs or cats. They can actually communicate with any animal. And you certainly seem to have a skill at doing this right now that you've developed on your own, maybe unconsciously, but clearly, coming up with the name Bear is not something that is that probabilistic.
No, especially if you saw this dog. He really doesn't look like a bear. Like, it's a bad name, really. It's just, I don't know why they call him Bear. He's got a white face. Like, it just made no sense. But
Deb, I'd like to throw out a animal communicator for you. If you'd like to be inspired about, and the listeners as well, to be inspired about communicating with animals. If you go to animalspirit.org, there is a lady there. She's actually out of South Africa. And this is what she does. She communicates with animals. And there is an amazing story about her with a black leopard who was just a real terror for anybody to deal with. And once she communicated with this animal and understood what was going on, and they made a few changes, this leopard was completely different.
Is this a captive animal? Was it in a zoo environment and it didn't like something, like noises or lights? Oh,
yes.
Interesting. So it's very, very specific.
Yeah,
that makes sense to me, because the animal is trying. See, I see this in a lot of the dogs and cats I go to training for, where the animal just almost has given up. He's just so tired of trying to say the same thing to the people and nobody's listening. And he thinks we're just stupid, and then someone comes in and is actually listening and he looks at you like, oh, finally. Okay. So listen up. And it's just like, there's this list, but I think people have to look more. I think that's a huge mistake people make with their animals, is observe, really, really watch them, because you're going to learn so much by watching them. But when you're talking about animals that have passed, it's a whole other thing to me. To me, it seems like a different kind of thing. But is it really similar? Do I just sit in a quiet room and concentrate on that animal and picture him here? And is that really all it takes?
Yes.
And you have to make sure that you're clear. Don't allow yourself to be judgmental about things. Don't get frustrated if something else comes through, because that might be a catalyst for communicating with the animal that you're looking for. And it may not happen right away, but it's something that you just need to practice.
And then just keep aware, because things will start to happen and you'll notice things happening either around the house or in other places that will point out who it was you were trying to communicate with, and they're trying to communicate with you and giving you evidence in ways that only you would know. But you have to be aware, and you have to, in some respect, nowadays people have to suspend their disbelief. Suspend that disbelief, be open to the possibility, and then throw your thoughts out there, because the thoughts are electromagnetic realities. They're objects. They exist. They're real. They're as real as your table. And it will get to them. And they will try to communicate back.
Are they restored? Are they in good health? Are spirit? Oh. Okay, so nobody's suffering in the afterlife? Oh. Nobody continues with cancer or blindness?
No.
Or
no.
And
no,
so
yeah.
then are the, isn't their identity then different? Like, say Stevie Wonder were to have sight in the afterlife, would he not be different? Like, I don't understand how this all works.
No, because part of, you know, his contract, his soul contract for coming back in this incarnation was to experience being blind here on Earth.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So he, you know, once he is back in the afterlife, he understands this. This is part of what he needed to experience as a soul, and this is part of his growth.
Do you think animals come back as people and people as animals? I once had a reading on this show, actually, where I was told that I sort of suspected I would get dogs and cats or coyotes, wolves, something to do with the things I do now, but it didn't go that way. It was a dolphin and a humpback whale. And some other things that I really didn't expect. Do you think people and animals cross over in their incarnations?
No.
Not within their... The consciousnesses of animals and humans are different. The animal consciousness will change forms, for example, in that the higher self of the animal, so to speak, may have been many different types of animals, including, you know, the dog and the cat. And people are the same way. We're actually part of a larger source or higher self and even a larger entity that is having incarnations not only on Earth, but in other different dimensions as well. So, but that individual...
Okay, so wait a minute. Does that... Oh, we have to go to break again. Okay, but we're coming back for one more segment. I'm going to ask the question before we go, so maybe everybody can think about this. Does that mean, I'll get to the people part next, but a dog can come back as a cat or a horse or a bird? Is that what you just said?
Are we going to go to break?
We've gone to break because you're not answering. So stay tuned. We'll get the answer. He's making you wait. He's making you wait for it on Smart Animal Talk, All Paws Pet Talk Radio. Stay tuned.
And anytime you're near.
NuVet Plus, your pet's best friend. NuVet Plus is an immune system builder that is safe for all stages of your dog's life. Helps eliminate most issues, including allergies, scratching and itching, hot spots, arthritis and joint issues, chronic ear infections, tear staining, lack of energy, digestive issues, and so much more. All natural, manufactured in an FDA-registered human pharmaceutical lab here in the USA, using ingredients sourced in the USA. Nothing artificial, no sugars, wheat, corn, or dyes. Never heat treated to help retain all the natural rich ingredients. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and is only pennies a day. Call us Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. Pacific Time at 1-800-474-7044. That's 1-800-474-7044. And tell them you are referred by All Paws Pet Talk Radio. Or go online to www.nuvet.com. That's www.nuvet.com. Use order code 33955. Again, www.nuvet.com. Order code 3395. Put your pet on the path to good health.
I'm your dog.
Hello. Hello, it's Smart Animal Talk on All Paws Pet Talk Radio. And if you want to contact Dennis or Michelle, you can do so at afterlife.com. afterlifedata.com. Or if you pronounce it differently, afterlifedata.com. Data, data. I remember when there was a character on Star Trek with that name, and there were lots of arguments in Trek world. Data or data? Tomato, tomato. Okay, so afterlifedata.com. And Data had a cat, so we can bring him on to our pet show. Even though he's normally off character, an android with a cat trying to learn about feelings and emotions by owning a cat. A good plan, definitely. So, okay, so we had to interrupt. We're coming back, Michelle and Dennis. I'll just let you guys take it away.
Yeah, so I have to tell you that his cat was Spot.
Spot, that's right. Yeah, yeah, exactly. Okay, so birds and cats and horses, can they come back as each other, or is it a straight line? Is it a dog, wolf, coyote, fox line? Like, how does that go?
Think of it this way. Think of it as the higher self as being this big pie, and you start slicing it up. And one slice is a dog, another one is a cat, another one might be a horse. But it's all part of the same soul or higher self. But going and experiencing it in the animal kingdom in different ways, and to learn through the different attributes of the different animals, to experience more information and a different type of learning. So, but each of those slices never get lost. Okay, that particular dog, like Spot, that slice never disappears. However, is part of this higher self. And this higher self is exploring reality, exploring consciousness, and exploring different forms. And it may actually, in some respect, decide to evolve into a new form that has never existed, a new species on Earth. So when you're thinking of an individual dog or cat that is in the afterlife, it still exists, but it's also part of a larger consciousness that is exploring reality in many different ways. And that's true for humans as well.
So what about monkeys and primates? Where are they in this? I don't understand what you mean it's true for humans as well. Are we part of the pie? We get a trip down dog? No, you said animals are totally separate, right?
Well, they're in a different area because the consciousness of animals are different from humans. Humans have taken a different route or different direction in terms of their evolution of consciousness and what they want to do. I don't think we have time to get into that very deeply today, but essentially each personality is part of a larger self that is incarnating in many different areas. Not just, you know, Deb Wolf happening to be on this earth during this time period. There may be other parts of that higher self that are other personalities that are in different eras. And this gets into reincarnation. But nothing's ever lost. Deb Wolf will always be Deb Wolf, and will be able to evolve potentially into a higher self later on after she's had a number of different incarnations. But the primate, if you're implying that we like evolved from primates and that, no, not at all.
I was just curious because I have worked a little bit with gorillas, a little bit with mountain lions. I've worked with animals other than dogs and cats over the years, mm-hmm. and had a lot of pleasure riding with horses. And I do feel like they're communicating, but I also feel it with insects. I feel like that the insects definitely think, and you can send them, if you're not careful and you're like me and you don't actively try to tell them to buzz off, they will just come to you all the time. Bees will land on you, wasps will land near you. You know, it bothers my children to that degree. So I think all these things are communicating and looking for connections and looking for mental energies going on all the time. So I don't know where, like how you put the line at, you know, kind of all animals in one camp and humans in another. Well, it's just so hard for me to divide them all.
No,
then I look at a cat. When a cat sends me thoughts, it's always these verbs. It's like these really fast, you know, action kind of demands. But when a dog sends it, it's like a home picture. It's almost like a still. And a horse is like something else. A horse is almost like a sensation. So they seem to me to be different, but maybe that's just me, not them. Dennis?
He was thinking
out. You said a lot in that, so, you know,
is that just me reading them differently, or are they, it seems like they think differently from each other.
Well, they do. I mean, each individual animal has its own personality and has its own goals for what it wants to do when it incarnates on Earth. And so each one is totally unique, and there'll never be another one like that ever, but that one will also never be lost. So that, sure, you might be communicating in different ways with different animals, but, you know, we don't group them. You know, the chimpanzee over here is going to be different from the chimpanzee over there in very
right. Okay. Ways. So if someone's really missing their particular animal, they had a truly special bond with a cat or a dog, even if it's been decades or days, it doesn't really matter, does it? They can still
There's no time in the afterlife.
And they just go to some place where they can be alone and calm and concentrate on the best, most wonderful feeling they have and the most wonderful image they have, and then what?
And then wait and be aware.
Okay, let's talk a little more about that, because you said we should look for signs. And I think you even mentioned a toy. So let's just say out of the blue, I find a squeaky toy shaped like a monkey. My old dog that I'm missing, her name was Squeaky Monkey. Let's just say that I'm walking along in the forest and all of a sudden there's a glow-in-the-dark squeaky monkey toy, like her first puppy toy. That would be a sign, right? What's the less obvious sign? Because that would be like a hit you on the head one.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I mean, you know, that's way beyond random chance.
Right. Okay. But what other signs, because you've done the research, what other signs are people coming up with that maybe we wouldn't even notice, but we ought to notice?
There's all types of things. I mean, you know, you may see, you may come in contact with different words or phrases on a regular basis. You may see, you know, maybe someone who has passed loved blue butterflies. And all of a sudden, you're seeing all these blue butterflies, you know, maybe not long after they've passed. There's all types of different signs. You just need to be calm and centered enough and observant enough to be watching for them.
Okay. You know, 6 years ago, we lost our cat, Kitty, who was the matriarch of the five cats that we had in the family. She was 17 years old. And she died after a kind of a long illness. She died on her own. And so we were going to bury her. It was on a Saturday, and all the kids were together along with us. And all of a sudden, we heard this knocking on the door. It was knocking somewhere in the house, and we didn't quite know what it was about. And so we thought nothing of it. And then it happened again. And our youngest child said, "That's Kitty." And so we went to the door, and there was a young cat jumping up on the door.
Wow.
We let it in. It allowed itself to be petted by everyone. And then it ran back out, jumped on a stump, disappeared. I mean, ran off, and we never saw it again. And we never had another cat jumping on the door or knocking on the door either.
This is a
okay,
cat.
Okay, well, you know what? I hate to end here, but we have 30 seconds. So, Michelle and Dennis, anybody out there wants to hear how this story continues, or you want to hear more about their data? Afterlifedata.com. If you want to reach your dog or your cat or your beloved horse that passed, or a person, maybe your mother or father, check it out. VoicesAcrossTheVeil.com and AfterlifeData.com. Thank you very much, Michelle and Dennis.
Thank you very much, Deb.
Thank you. I hate to cut you off. I want to know. I'm going to have to go there and email you. Okay, I think I might take this course. All right, everybody. If you take the course, let me know how it goes. It's Smart Animal Talk, All Paws Pet Talk Radio. And if you want to see the one last poodle puppy sold but not yet collected, you can look at her. She's on Facebook, Camp Good Dog on Facebook. Check us out. All right, everybody. Until next week, from me, Deb Wolf, up here at Camp Good Dog in Canada, be good to your animals.